At Stonebrook Community Church, we are finding gospel hope in God's Word with God's family. As you revisit this week's Sunday school lesson with your family, we pray you all draw encouragement from God's Word together.
Hi, I'm Allison, and I am here to share with you a brief excerpt from the Gospel Project curriculum, which was written and published by Lifeway Christian Resources, used here with permission. The lesson covers Matthew 4, Mark 1, and Luke 4. Feel free to hit pause and read Matthew 4, Mark 1, and Luke 4 together as a family. Otherwise, we'll dive right in. Jesus was tempted. Jesus' temptation by Satan is a showdown with redemptive implications. Had Jesus not been able to withstand Satan's attacks, Christ would not have been the spotless Lamb of God and would not have made for a sufficient sacrifice for sinners. The gospel hinged on Jesus' ability to stand firm in the face of temptation. Thankfully, Jesus was indeed strong enough to withstand Satan's scheme. Though we, as sinful humans, fall daily into sin's temptations, Jesus never sinned. Just as the Old Testament figures, Moses, Elijah, and Noah, spent 40 days in difficult, faith-testing circumstances, we read that Jesus was full of the Holy Spirit and that the Spirit led him into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. This event took place just after Jesus' public baptism and demonstrates the truth of Hebrews 5, verse 8. It says, "Although he was the Son, he learned obedience from what he suffered." If Jesus had to learn obedience, how much more do we have to learn? We read that Jesus was well informed with Scripture and used it in his fight against the lies of the enemy. Though the omnipotent Jesus had the power to perform miracles and escape the wilderness, he remained in the desert to reveal his power to overcome the temptations of sin. Likewise, though Jesus had the means to flee from the temptation he faced, he remained dependent upon his Father, showing us what it means to endure. It is in the testing of our faith and through our reliance upon his Spirit that Christians are constantly being made into the image of the Savior. It is not through our obedience and good works that we receive a righteous standing before God. Rather, it is by grace through faith in the only righteous one, Jesus, that we are credited with Jesus' perfect life. Let's pray. God, thank you for working out your perfect plan for redemption through your Son, Jesus. Give us the strength to fight back against sin through the power of your word. Amen. Parents, now that your families reviewed the scriptures together, it's time to talk about it. As you listen, go ahead and hit pause on this recording between each question to talk together if you'd like. You can also look back at the email for the full list of questions and the parent resources. Our three family discussion questions this week are: 1. What does it mean to test the Lord? 2. Why did the devil offer Jesus all the kingdoms of the world? Don't they belong to God? 3. How can we know God's word better? Our key passage for this unit is John 1, verse 14. This would be a great passage for your family to memorize together. John 1, verse 14 says, "The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. We observed his glory, the glory as a one and only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth." Thanks for taking the time to be together in God's Word, and may you be encouraged by it this week. Join me again next week as we explore Jesus' first followers, John 1.